some pecan trees that are about 2 feet to 30 inch diameter, and it's pretty hard to use so much water with those big trees to be beneficial to keep from dying. So I'm spraying them with, I think I've heard Jerry say this once before, that spraying them with the trunks with handheld sprayer water, that would be beneficial to help the watering. Is that
I don't remember saying that. It's, of course, I don't remember saying a lot that people accredit me with, but it uptakes a little bit, but if it's that big a tree and been there for that long, it's not going to die. But you're not going to have a good quality nut crop, of course, because of the drought.
But my point is it really beneficial to spray the trunk and as high as you can reach?
It won't hurt. It won't hurt a thing, and any moisture that the thing gets, because you know the moisture runs off the trunk and is down there around the tree. So I'm sure it appreciates any moisture it can get. The best thing you can do, of course, is to get you one of these sprinkler hoses that we talk about, let the sprinkler get out about, put the pressure on it till the sprinkler runs about 3 to 6 inches high, and then invert it and do it on right where the leaf canopy stops, right at what we call the drip line of the tree, where the water drips off the outside of the tree. And that's where you put your sprinkler hose, right out there, and then let it run very slowly for several hours every week.
And at some people call those soaker hoses, those green ones that you can.
Well, actually, the spraying handheld sprayer to the trunk and as far as you can reach is not too beneficial, then, right?
It's not as beneficial as what I'm talking about doing.
Yeah, it takes a long time to get just a few gallons that way, and it's not right where the feeder roots are. If you do it the way Jerry says it, it's almost an immediate feed right to the feeder roots.
Mm-hmm. It's like drinking water through your ear. You know, I mean, if you were thirsty, it'd probably do some good, but to really get the job done, put it in the mouth.
All right.
And the mouth of a tree is right there where the feeder roots are at the drip line of the tree.